Hey, know-it-all. Are you smarter than Andy Summers? Prove it.
Good morning and welcome to the Andy Summers Show here on 92.5 XTU. It is time for Are You Smarter Than Andy from Philly. Good morning, Victoria.
Good morning.
All right, Victoria. Andy is out of the studio. We have a full studio of people, not including Andy. We'll get to that in just a minute. I got five questions ready to go for you. Once you're done with them, we'll bring Andy back in. Ask her the same five. You do have to get more right to be smarter.
Smarter than Andy.
Yeah, you know it, Victoria. Here we go.
I see it every morning.
Question one, Victoria. Which came first, the opening of Lincoln Financial Field or the movie Lincoln starring Daniel Day-Lewis?
Lincoln Financial.
Question two. The number 1 billion has how many zeros?
Eight.
Question three. Which is larger, the largest gathering of people dressed as trees or the largest gathering of people wearing sombreros?
The largest people wearing sombreros.
Question four. Which country star's 2015 debut studio album is titled Traveler? What do you think, Victoria?
Keith Urban.
And question five. It's a special audio daily double. So this is double the points, and whoever gets closest to the correct answer gets it. And our special in-studio guest with us is Steven Singer, of course, of Steven Singer Jewelers.
Good morning. And ready for the question?
Yes.
The Hope Diamond is how many carats?
18.
All right, Victoria, you are all set. Producer Donnie's headed to the door to bring Andy in. Come on in, birthday girl. And say hello from Philly to Victoria.
Hello, Victoria.
Good morning, Andy. Happy birthday.
Well, thank you, my dear.
That's very sweet. Nice to compliment
Andy.
And
hi, Steven Singer.
Good morning and happy birthday.
Thank you.
What a day to be here on your birthday.
I know. Yeah. Thank you for
being
here.
And it's funny, I'm reading these questions and there's a little dog walking around.
Oh, fun.
The dog's adorable.
Buddy the Cowboy, Buddy the Wonder Dog.
Oh.
All right.
He came in to flirt with you.
Good. The more distraction we can have for Andy, the better.
He heard there was going to be a beautiful woman in her birthday suit. So he said, I'm coming in. This
is it. I'm glad I got all dressed up for him.
Perfect. All right, Andy, here you go. Question one.
Yeah.
Which came first, the opening of Lincoln Financial Field or the movie Lincoln starring Daniel Day-Lewis?
Lincoln Financial Field.
Was opened in 2003. The movie Lincoln is from 2012. So, yes, Lincoln Financial Field, as Victoria also knew. We are tied at one. Question two, the number 1 billion has how many zeros?
Jeez, I don't know. 9?
Yes. <it's> Oh, my gosh. Victoria's guess was 8, so you're up 1.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know how you do that.
Remind you that the first time I ever lost Are You Smarter Than Andy happened on my birthday.
Really?
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, one year ago today.
This could be good for you, Victoria. All right, question three.
I'm going to vomit right now.
Which is larger, the largest gathering of people dressed as trees or the largest gathering of people wearing sombreros?
Which is larger? Yeah. Sombreros has to be larger.
It was 28,246.
I was just going to say that.
Trees was only 1,000. So, yes, it's the sombreros, as Victoria also knew.
Stop being so smart, Victoria!
Question four. Which country star's 2015 debut studio album is titled Traveler?
You said it all so fast. Can you say it again? I'm still thinking of people dressed as trees.
It's a fun image, isn't it?
It is.
Which country star's 2015 debut studio album is titled Traveler?
Oh, Chris Stapleton.
Wow, yes, Chris Stapleton.
It's a great, great album. He may have won a Grammy for it. It's super good.
Victoria thought Keith Urban.
Oh, yeah. All
right. To question.
He's also great.
Question five. It's an audio daily double and in studio, as you know, Andy, because he's 2 feet from you. Giving you the question, and the point for this goes to whoever gets closest to the right answer, and it's worth double the points.
Wow.
Steven Singer, give us the question.
This is an important role. The Hope Diamond is how many carats?
I can get that.
The Hope Diamond is how many? I saw it at the Smithsonian. Isn't it at the Smithsonian?
Mm-hmm. It's big.
It is big. And I remember going when I was in grade school or like middle school or something and being like, this is going to be huge. And I mean, for a diamond, it's huge, but it's not when you're a kid and you think of it being this big. So I'm going to say that it's like, is it like, I don't know. It's bigger than J-Lo's diamond. I'm going to go 40 carats.
Victoria's guess was 18. It is 45 and a half.
Oh, my gosh. Whoa, really?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. So with double the points, Andy somehow got 6 out of 5. You got them all right.
Right, because I was redeeming myself from losing last year on my birthday.
Victoria's nothing you could do today. She got them all right. She was on fire. What do you have to say to her?
I'm Victoria from Philadelphia, and I am not smarter than Andy.
The Andy Summers Show.
This is the People's Country Show. Is that cool with y'all?
On 92.5 XTU. Love you. Love your show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.